Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and always thank you so much for taking the time to join me on At Home with Victoria. Well, I can certainly tell you this. The party has already started so far this evening inside the chat room. We've got a lot of guests in there tonight, as well as my entertainment producer, Michael Kay, is in there keeping everybody, I guess you could say, entertained as well as informed. Well, I am Victoria Gaither, your veteran journalist. I was thinking a few minutes ago when I had to send a bio out to this young lady, and I wrote veteran journalist. And it's so funny because I feel so old when I write that I'm a veteran journalist. But then when I started thinking, I've been in television news now, I guess it's at least 16 to 17 years when I finished graduate school in D.C. So I guess you can really consider me as a veteran. But in any event, hey, listen, I'm so glad that all of you decided to listen tonight. I'm always excited when I have a show. A couple of months ago, I decided that I wanted to focus the month of December on small businesses as we gear up for the Christmas season. I know a lot of you went out and did some shopping on Black Friday. I was one of the many, many people that were out there in the D.C. area. Now, what was interesting about that was new for me because normally I have to work Black Friday and anchor the newscast. So that was my first time ever getting the opportunity to experience in the flesh. And it was a combination of kind of fun and exciting, but the other part of it, it was kind of interesting because you had all of these people at Kohl's and Target and all these different stores who brought their, their chairs and cooler, and they were just basically sitting there camping out waiting for the stores to open. So, it kind of felt like you were at a stadium or at a game sort of waiting for this event to occur. So that was certainly different for me this time around as opposed to just me being behind the news desk and having a reporter out there who's telling me what the atmosphere is like. And again, I got to say a big thank you to my girl Mariah who went out there with me, and she braved the elements with me. And we both, in fact, got a lot of good stuff. But the reason why I mentioned that was because, all of us can go to our traditional malls in our communities, in our neighborhood, so we can go to the same stores and buy all the same stuff. So I am very, very, very pro small business in America. So I decided that I wanted to take my time and energy for the month of December and have, different small businesses come on. So hence, the young lady who is joining us tonight, Ms. Kimberly Ann, is the first of a series where I'm going to have different small businesses on pretty much through the entire month of December, anywhere from 3 to 4 times a week to talk about their business and also why they think that it would make a really pretty good Christmas gift. Kimberly is actually awesome because if you see the information inside the chat room, she is giving, which I didn't know until I went to my Zumba class, she is actually giving a $50 voucher for the third person who emails at homewithvictoria@yahoo.com. So I'm going to make that announcement during the show. So, again, whoever the third person is, Michael's going to eventually go into the website and tell us who won. So I hope that's going to work out for you. But also, she's been very gracious and nice, I believe, until the 15th of this month to give 25% off of the purchase. Now, the second half of the show, also still in the holiday spirit and giving season, we're going to be talking to Danielle Jennings. Danielle is another wonderful lady who I had the opportunity to meet as I've been able to travel and emcee a lot of functions in D.C. And she is the president of a nonprofit organization in D.C. called Blessed Haven. And what I like about her organization is that she helps foster children. So Danielle's got this really big holiday drive that is going to be coming up. So she's going to come on in the second half of the show and talk to us about that and also see what it is that you can actually do to help her. So enough of me now. Kimberly Ann is here, so we're going to go ahead and get her on the air so that we can start this conversation as well as this season of giving. Hi, Kimberly. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Lady V. Thanks for having me. I appreciate this.
Well, listen, I'm just a super, super big fan of yours, and the many times that I saw you this summer at events out, I promised you I was going to get you on my show. So you are the first to sort of break us in on this whole season of giving and Christmas. So thank you.
You're welcome. I'm happy to be here.
Well, listen, tell us a little bit, because I also want you to inspire us as well as talk about your business, because I a couple of months ago I had a lot of shows on about women that own businesses. So tell us, you know, how it is that, you got started with Sweet Waxations, which is the name of your business, and what it is that, you know, folks can go online and order.
Yes. I got started last September 2009, and every time I tell people that, they're like, really? Yes, because, you know, I'm still in the baby stages, still taking baby steps, and the name Sweet Waxation comes from my childhood nickname, which is Sweet. The people in my family, mm-hmm. they call me Sweet, and then Waxation seems to be appropriate for the candle business, so there you have it, Sweet Waxations. And I just wanted my little place in the world, like what can mm-hmm. I do as far as crafts is concerned and what can I do to make residual income for myself. And I've always loved mm-hmm. candles. I love mixing the fragrances, and that's how I got started, with a box of tins and a bag of wax. And that's when it all started. The unique thing about
you basically basically make your own candles from scratch?
Yes, from scratch. I do it all
for scratch. Oh, wow. Now, see, that was interesting, because I did not know that, and that's another good reason why I like it when you guys come on the show, that you can give us direct information about what you do. So how long does the process take from the time that you decide to sit down to do one until you actually finish it?
Now it takes me to do 50, let's say. It'll take me about an hour, because I'm just so, you know, good at it now and in tune with it now.
Because you're a pro.
Exactly. So it took me a while, though, to get up to that status. But I'm up to that status now where it doesn't take me that long once I get into the creative mode of it. But the whole mm-hmm. idea came to me in the car, because I did say that I didn't want to work for anyone anymore, getting that certain percentage that they give or whatever. I wanted my own thing. And it's so funny because when people ask me, they ask me all the time, what percentage do you get? And I'm like, I own the company. I think that is so cool. So the idea of Name Your Flame, which is my tagline, came to me in the car, honest to God, just mm-hmm. driving along on the road. I was like, you know what? People should be able to pick their fragrance, mix it mm-hmm. if they want to, and name it themselves. Hey, why not? I mean, and the candle mm-hmm. business is a big business. So I said, what's going to set me apart? And God just dropped that right into my heart, and I just started mm-hmm. it. And people have been naming their flame ever since. And it is the coolest thing.
Well, you know what is very, very, very interesting about that was that because, of course, you know, our wonderful friend Cheryl Woods of Moms Are the Best, you know,
I love her.
Yeah, of course. And she's in the chat room. Let's give Cheryl a shout out. But she, you know, I met you as a result of mainly of her, because Cheryl does this great thing where she's always giving shout-outs to people on her status on Facebook. So, of course, any person that she gives a shout-out to, it's automatic that I like them, too, just because I'm such a big supporter of hers. So I've had the opportunity to go and to look at your website. And one thing I love about your website are all those little different circles with the colors in it. It's just a very, very inviting, very colorful website. I just wanted to let you know, and we've never had this conversation before, but I like the idea that, you know, when I'm trying to do business with somebody, whether it's online or when I go into a store, or if you've got a boutique at your house and then I'm invited there, I like the idea that, you know, that you present something very happy, or you present something that's very together. So I just love your website, because every time I look at it, you know, it's just sort of one of these inadvertent things. It just makes me smile, because the colors are just so pretty and bright.
Thank you. Thank you. I do appreciate that. Thank you so much. And a lot of people, believe it or not, say that. And that lets me know, too, that you're on the right track. And it does come to you, because along with the candles, I don't know if you noticed that I do have the designer fragrances as well. You could choose from the scent that you like that you wear, and you can mm-hmm. get a candle in that fragrance as well. We also have a bath and body line, a hair care line as well, mm-hmm. and a skin care line. So there's
when
three
did you add
other-
that? So how long have you had those lines on, or have they been there for pretty much the duration of the business?
Well, the skincare and the hair care line has been there pretty much for the duration of the business. I believe I started the hair care line very shortly after I started the website. And then the skincare line came in the new year, which was January this year. And the bath and body line, I just actually added that in September, I believe. Yeah, this is November.
Well, we do have a question just to stop you for 1 second inside the chat room. Chris Taylor is joining us tonight, and I want to give Chris a shout-out because he has a show here on Blog Talk Radio. And, Chris, it is my understanding that you did your first show tonight, so we all want to support you and say congratulations to you on your show. But Chris's question is, in terms of the fragrance, do you also make men's cologne as a candle scent as well?
Yes. Yes, I do. And if it's not listed there, you can always email me and I could get it in my order.
And actually, Cheryl just answered that question to Kimberly. She says, I have one of the men's cologne fragrances, and oh, my God, in the words of Paris Hilton, that's hot. So, Cheryl, thank you so much. And speaking of thanking Cheryl, we've got so many people that are visiting us tonight inside the chat room. We've got guests. I always like to kind of give a shout-out to everyone who, you know, basically took the time out of their schedule to be here. My girl Brazil is inside the chat room. Ava is there. Of course, Cheryl Wood is there. Chris is there. Goofy Bone. Goofy is so special to me because when I first started my show on Blog Talk Radio, Kimberly, Goofy was the first person that that supported me and that always emailed me. So I'm just so happy to see Goofy. Jenna is with us as well as my friend Linda from North Carolina, Mommy Resource Network, as well as Q Inspire. And I think this is something beautiful, but in any event, I just want to say thank you to all of you guys who are visiting us inside the chat room. Kimberly, I have, you know, my journalist instincts are telling me that I have a suspicion that some of that has to do with this very nice gift that you have decided to bestow upon someone tonight. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that I have that same sneaky suspicion. But it's all good. It's all good because I love giving things away because that is how I do understand the law of sowing and reaping. So I just give, and it just comes back to me a hundredfold. So I love to give.
And you know what? And you know what? Actually, I'm glad you mentioned that because generally what happens to me, I have like so many things that I'm doing during the day. So when I was in the car before the show started, I went to my Zumba class at the gym. And, of course, I was thinking about that I was going to be talking to you tonight, and probably the first thing, honestly, that popped into my head in terms of what I wanted to ask you and sort of get the information from you really wasn't asking you anything, but it was more of a comment because every single time anything that comes down on the news feed on Facebook from you or from your Sweet Laxations, because, guys, she does have a site just for the company, so make sure you go on Facebook if you're not a friend and like that. You are always giving away something. And I remember thinking to myself, I don't know how this girl stays in business because she's always giving stuff away. I'm telling you, the only other person that I know on Facebook who will actually be on the show in a couple of weeks is a good friend of mine and Michael K. Anthony, who is a designer for HSN, and also he makes all these fabulous clothes for the women that you see on the red carpet. Kamora Lee Simmons is one of his big clients. But I'm telling you, every single time I look on Facebook and your name comes up or your company, you're always giving away something. Always.
Yes. And I just believe in that. And every time you turn around, someone else is asking me to do an interview or come on. And I try. If anything that I can instill in anyone that's starting out a business is, yes, you do it for the profit. Everyone wants to make a profit, but if you give out of yourself and you give it purely and honestly, it will come back to you 100-fold. And when I'm telling you that I have prospered since September 2009, like I said, people cannot believe I only started my business a little over a year ago, and it's only the grace of God. I can't even go on without giving him the praise for everything that he has done. He has done so many great things for me, and I do want to stress this. We give back at Sweet Waxations. What we do is the profits that I give $200 scholarships to young ladies that are in college who need books. So it's not all about
me.
Yes, and our first recipient was Aaliyah Wadu, and I do mention her on my page from time to time, and there's a picture of her, and she's actually holding up her $200 and letting people know, I got this $200 to go get my book.
I love it.
And I do believe in giving back, so Sweet Waxations is definitely more than a business, and I just, I love doing what I do. I love getting little things for myself, but I love giving more. And I've always been a giver. And I will give out of myself and give out of myself, but it all comes back. It
comes
really
back,
does.
Yeah. And I certainly have to tell you, because this was a question I had. There was a high school student who did a paper, and I was so happy that she decided that she wanted to do a paper on me. But one of the questions that she asked me, she said, Victoria, when you interview someone on your show, or whether you're, you know, at the TV station, do you do a pre-interview? And I told her, I said, no, I said, I really don't like to talk to the person before I interview them, unless, you know, they've got some questions or they're nervous and I can kind of calm them down. I said, but I really like to talk to the person the first time and ask questions so that I get to hear and learn like everybody else does who's listening to the show. And the reason why I mentioned that is because I had no idea that you were doing that scholarship fund where you give $200 away for books. I mean, I think that is absolutely awesome.
Every semester. So our next semester, January, is taken, and I really want to get to the point where I'm not just giving it to one person, but that's where Sweet Waxations is now. But in 2 years, you're going to hear where we're giving it to 2 and 3 people, and then 10 people, and then it's just going to go on and on and on. So it's just, it's amazing. It is amazing.
You are rocking. You are rocking. And speaking also, what is amazing, I cannot remember, Ms. Kimberly, the last time I've had. Now, I've got a lot of people that visit my chat room, but Kimberly, are you also looking inside the chat room? Do you have?
I'm looking.
Computer?
I'm right here, and I'm like,
I cannot believe the amount of people that my eyeballs are seeing inside this chat room. So listen, guys. I don't know if all of you are here because you're waiting for me to go ahead and say start the emailing because of the $50 voucher that she's going to give away, or if you're here because, you know, you're supporting Kimberly, or if you're here just because you want to be with the fabulous news lady. But whatever the reason is, I'm so giddy and I'm so excited that all of you have decided to be here with us so far this evening. So with that said, since it's about 15 after the hour, it's okay, everybody, here's the deal. So basically, you just got to be fast to the computer. All you've got to do, so make sure everybody has the website address. It's at home, www.athomewithvictoria. So that's athomew, my name, Victoria, no dashes or anything, at home with Victoria, at Yahoo. So start to type. And so the third person who emails, and Michael's going to go ahead and check, the third person that Michael gets that email from and you say Lady V, then you will basically win the $50 voucher, and I have no doubt that you're going to get some fabulous candles from Kimberly. So all you've got to do, Michael has the information in the chat room, or if you're not on the computer, you're listening on your iPhone or your Droid or on the computer at home or on the airwaves, it's just www.athomewithvictoria@yahoo.com. And the only thing you've got to do is just say code or just say Lady V. So whoever the third person is, you are the winner. But I think all of them are also winners because also, Kimberly, you're giving a discount just to sort of everybody in general as well, aren't you?
25% off. The code is NewsLady. It lasts until 12/15/10. And guess what? No minimum purchase. So
are you
go
serious?
For it. You could buy something for $1.99. You could buy something for $20.99. You're still going to get your 25% off. So pack up on your Christmas gifts and all of that. And this is only for the news lady. You can pass it on to your friends, but this will not be advertised anywhere else. This is news lady.
This is news, lady. Well, let me ask you this before I get ready, because the last time when our friend Christine was on from her, she has jewelry, we started posting information, and she emailed me and said, hey, Victoria, it's a good thing. Thanks a lot for crashing my website when you mentioned my website on there. So am I allowed to put that information on my status about the 25% off code?
Yes, please.
Okay, great.
Yes, indeed.
Okay,
please.
Great.
And a week before, actually a week before it's over, I will remind everybody by letting them know.
Okay.
Come on, use your code. But yes,
okay, wonderful. And also, if you do that, tag me in it. But I'm actually pretty good about remembering that that in itself. So again, Michael is going to check and see if we have a winner now. So Michael, go ahead and check the email. But again, it's the third person who emailed www.athomewithvictoria.com, and you basically get $50 voucher for Sweet Waxations. And the email address, Kimberly, is so nice to actually put inside the website, inside the information. But it's just basically www.sweetwaxations.com. So I am just so excited about that as well. I'm trying to read some of what we have inside the chat room also. This is Michael and Victoria. If Kimberly would like to write a blog post to share her candles with our www.todaystruffles.com readers for Christmas, we would be happy. Oh, that's so nice.
Wow.
To post her. I think that's give me your full name. I think I know who that is, but definitely let me know what your full name is. Or also, you can add Kimberly on Facebook and go through it that way. So isn't that wonderful that somebody wants you to put your information on their website?
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's just another perfect example about giving and giving back. And that's actually Jacqueline. Jacqueline was on our show before, and she also started a show here on Blog Talk Radio, but she is a voice trainer, and she has a voice academy, so definitely take her up on that. Okay, Michael has it on here. He says,
yay,
the winner is, drum roll please, Gina. Is that Gina Appleby? So Gina, congratulations. Jenna, you won. The only thing that you have to do is Michael has your information via email, so we're going to hook you up with Kimberly, and I guess you'll make it happen for them, right?
Yes, I will. I most definitely will, and there's no minimum purchase or anything like that. They will just have to pay for shipping. That's it.
Okay. I certainly think that is fair, so we're going to make sure that we list Jenna, who's the winner also. And Kimberly, maybe you can also mention her name as well on your status on Facebook. So Jenna just came inside the chat room, and she has "did I" with the question mark, and she goes, "That is too cool." Yes, sweetheart, Jenna, you won. She goes, "I've never won anything before," laughing out loud. So yeah,
that's
so
awesome.
That like does my heart so good that she won, and you can tell she's so appreciative of it as well.
Yes,
so
I'm
appreciative
glad about
of
that.
It. I know. I'm glad about that, too. Well, listen, darling, thank you so much for coming on. I can't believe your time is up, but I'm going to continue to talk about the code that you gave us. Do you know Danielle? Danielle is going to be coming on. She's got an organization called Blessed Hate.
And I'm going to be listening in, too. I love her.
Yeah, because you know what? I was thinking about you with her, because what she does is she's got this big holiday party coming up where she's asking people to donate. She'll tell us what she wants to donate, but she basically helps foster kids that are in the foster system, and I'm just excited about that because, you know, Kimberly, you and I know a lot of foster kids in the system around America. They're just completely forgotten.
They are. Yes.
Yeah, they are just completely forgotten. But in any event, listen, love, thank you so much for taking
the time.
To be with me. I think we're going to grab Michael on the line, and then Danielle is going to call in. Hugs and kisses, and that's a wonderful opportunity that you gave all of my listeners tonight, and I'll make sure that I continue to post that information on my status as well.
Awesome. I love you all.
I love you, too. Thanks, Kimberly, so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And again, that was the one and only Kimberly who called in. I just think she's absolutely wonderful. I think Michael Kay is on the line. He's been working very hard. Hi, Michael, are you with us?
Hey, doll, how are you? That was so much fun. I love a good giveaway.
I know, wasn't that exciting?
I know it was. I was really kind of juiced. It was like, oh, yay, Jenna. And it's Jenna, Jenna Appleby. It was fantastic, yeah.
Yes, and you know, like I was telling Kimberly, you can certainly tell that Jenna was very, very, very appreciative in her words that she said, where she goes, I've never won anything before, so I'm just so glad that Jenna was with us. And Jenna, everyone, if you're just joining us, she was the young lady. Tell everybody what she won again, Michael, while I take a drink of water.
Oh, Jenna just won a bunch of candles, actually, from the maker and creator of Sweet Waxations, which is Kimberly Ann. Lovely woman, and is also socially conscious enough to donate a portion of her proceeds and benefits certain organizations around the country. She's also involved with Blessed Haven, which is coming up with Danielle Jennings. But I love the girl. I love Sweet Waxations. And actually, my mother's I'm a big candle freak, too. But my mother has this little affliction with candles. She likes the sandalwood and stuff like that. And I had no idea that she custom blends the scent for the candles. I mean, that is some serious good stuff. So I think I'm just going to go ahead and do my family in Canada with her. She ships internationally, and she's also going ahead and doing the 25% off for all the listeners here at Home of Victoria. So I think that's the gift from Mom. I think that may make her cry a little bit.
What's interesting and what I love about it so well with what Kimberly does, and again, that was something that I learned tonight as all of us did, that she actually will custom blend, and not only for women if there's a scent that you want, but for men as well.
I know, that's fantastic, and her men's cologne. I would love to own that. I really would, mm-hmm. because she has such a good blending. Did you go on her website today? Because the stuff she has on there, I had no idea. And it's so affordable, everything ranging from like $7.50
yes.
to $11. So, I mean, it's totally within your price range.
Yes. And, you know, too, getting back to the fact of what she said when she talked about 25% off. So that's 25% off of anything. So if there's a candle there, you know, that's, I don't know, $3.75, she's going to take 25% off of that. So,
yep.
there is no sort of minimum or maximum purchase that that you have to buy. She's going to take that 25% off. So I just think that is absolutely, absolutely awesome. And we just simply love Kimberly. And like you said, and like Linda also just mentioned inside the chat room, that whole custom blending thing is very, very good because, you know, you and I both know that if you go to one of those candle stores at the mall or in your local neighborhood, first of all, I doubt very seriously if they're going to custom blend. And second of all, if they do that, you better believe it's going to cost you an arm and a leg to have that done. Don't you think so?
Oh, I know. And just the turnaround time alone, I'm pretty, you know, I give her so many kudos for being a small business and having the fortitude. That's got to be hard. You're custom blending all this stuff. Granted, you can do it ahead of time, but just keeping up with the demand, I'm sure must be quite a little treat for her. But anyways, I can't wait. I'm going to go ahead and order a bunch of stuff, and
I can tell
maybe something for me too.
About this.
I know. Absolutely. Yankee Candle is so expensive, Chris Taylor. Absolutely. I mean, I'm not paying like $17 for a bunch of wax. I mean, granted,
and
it loses its scent after a while too, which I don't figure out, but.
Well, and you know, and I have to say, I am glad that you were the one that mentioned the name of that quote unquote sort of famous candle in the mall, and then all the sort of upscale stores, the Yankee Candle. But the fact of the matter is, you're absolutely right. Yankee candles are super, super expensive, and that was something that I noticed too. The first couple of times when you burn them, certainly the smell does permeate around the entire house. But then, you know, you're right. After about the third or the fourth time that you go to do that, it's just not simply as strong as what it was before. And my thoughts are, you know, if you're spending $15 to $20 for a candle, that baby better smell up until the last wax is gone out of that stuff.
Oh, it better smell, and it better smell good. You know what I mean? Absolutely. I'm all for a good candle, don't get me wrong. So I'm looking forward to going ahead and ordering from her, that's for sure. And I can't imagine not having candles. I mean, I'm kind of one of those people at nighttime. I have a fireplace, mm-hmm. too, but that's, I mean, I got to clean that crap up, but I don't want to do that, but candles.
Well,
when
Kimberly was on with us and I was sort of driving to my Zumba class thinking about the conversation that we were going to have tonight, you know, one of the things about candles is that, you know, candles are just for so many different occasions. I mean, you know, when you kind of think about your own life and you think about the role that the candles play in your life, you know, from, I don't know, from weddings to, you know, if you're being romantic with your significant other, to a candlelight dinner, to, you know, a lot of folks that are Catholic and you have, they use candles, you know, in, at your church. You know, so it's kind of one of those things that the candles really are when you think about it. They're just completely a part of all of our lives.
And we all look better in candlelight. So that is the rule. We have to, if you don't dust, you light a candle and it creates ambiance and it hides all the sins that you didn't do the day before.
You know what? You are absolutely right with that. And you know, Michael, that's so funny because you know what I'm thinking about. And I know everyone who's listening and all of you guys are in the chat room, despite what our age is, we have all been through this during the time when you were in high school and you were in college and you just kind of at that young age where you're hanging out, you're going to clubs and, you know, you're going to dances and various things. And so at night, you know, when all you can see are just the lights, a few dim lights, and it's kind of dark inside of these places, you know, everything looks great, and you're having a great time. And the reason I say this is because it was a club in Baltimore when I was a television news anchor there, and for some reason, like a week or something had passed, and my photographer and I needed to go there to do a story on something. And I remember walking into the place, I was horrified because at night when the candles and the lights were on, the place looked so great. But then, yeah. Darling, let me tell you, when I got there and looked at that place at about 10 o'clock in the morning, it was a wreck. I started thinking, how in the world did I even make my way to this place at all? You know, it just didn't look the same, I guess, your point, too.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. No, I'm a big fan of candles. I look best in candlelight. Everybody does.
Well, I definitely think that you're right. Danielle Jenkins is supposedly going to be calling in to talk about Blessed Havens. I'm not sure if this is her, but I'll go ahead and take this call. But if it's not her, it's a 408 number. If you'd just like to say hi or kind of say something about the conversation that
Absolutely. We're
having tonight, that would be fine, too. So, Michael, let's see who this caller is. Hi, you're live on the air with Michael and Victoria.
Oh, my God, I haven't been on this air for a long time. Hi, my news lady. How are you?
And who am I speaking with? I think I know who it is, but I'm going to make sure that I'm right.
Goofy Bone, just in case.
Yes.
You forgot.
Hey, Goofy Bone.
So,
hey, how you
Goofy,
doing, Mike?
Goofy,
how you doing,
let
buddy?
Let me ask you this question. So, you know, you've been listening and Kimberly's been on talking about candles. So what do you think about candles? Are you a guy that likes them?
Oh, come on, Miss News Lady. You know, I'm one of those love-making type of persons, and God bless the candles because they make it so more romantical, I guess you could say. So, yeah, I'm already on her website. I'm already about to buy some things right now. I was just curious, does she have, like, a commercial that we could play on Blog Talk Radio? I don't know.
And Kimberly, if you're still out there, I don't want to talk to her from – actually, I kind of follow her, Goofy – and I have not seen a commercial, but I think that's kind of good that maybe she should think about, like you said, doing a commercial, Goofy. That's good advice.
Oh yeah, because I would love to have her commercial on my show. Because I mean, there's some people that listen to my show that, you know, get down to the nitty gritty, and of course candles are always, you know, that way to just, you know, spark up the night, I guess you could say. But
Sweet Vaxation says, yes, she has one.
Let me ask you this question, what Michael said. And you're a man of the world and have experience. So does pretty much most women look gorgeous by candlelight, would you say?
I think everybody looks, even I look super better in candlelight. No, to be honest with you, you know, candles just set the mood. I mean, you know. Our eyes are filled with light all day, and when it dims out, it like mellows out, you know, mellows you out and makes you feel more relaxed. So,
you're right.
You know, everyone looks good in dim light candles. You know, it's like it's like that hole in the wall bar that, you know, that only has one light on, and you know, if you're right by the light, you look perfect. You know what I mean?
Right.
The No,
Goofy and Michael, when the person steps outside and you get to see them in a little bit more light, you're thinking, what in the hell happened to you?
Sometimes you have those accidents, but hey, you know, we're all human. our eyes do lie to us. But no, Miss Victoria, I want to say happy late Thanksgiving, and
yes.
You too, Mike.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm trying to, you know, catch your show all the time, but in my neck of the woods, I'm really busy at this time. But thank God today I have nothing on my plate, so I'm just here enjoying my beautiful
music. What do you have going on? Do you still have a show on here as well? Tell us a little bit about what you've got going on, because Danielle, our guest, I don't see her in the screening thing yet. So go ahead. What do you got going on?
I have a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio. I support the independent music artists. It's a real wild radio show. It's not as sweet and adorable as this show, but it's more out there in outer space land, I guess you could say, for those of you who like the adult entertainment kind of area. That's where my show is at. But, we're over here, you know, supporting each other. You know, when you first started, we were there supporting you. Anyone else who comes on Blog Talk Radio, we're there supporting them. It's just we're all in the same boat, and it really goes well when everybody supports each other. So that's why we're all here.
Couldn't agree more.
I totally, totally, totally agree. So we've got a couple of people inside the chat room asking me where Danielle is. And I have to say, I have no idea where she is, but somebody says maybe her phone is acting up. Let's see if she's inside the queue right here. Goofy, you hold on for a second. I want to see if this is Danielle. Hi, is this Danielle joining us?
It's not. It's Elisani.
Hi, thanks so much for being here.
Yeah,
hi,
Elisani. She called me. Hi, how are you? She called me just she called me actually before the show, and she said that she was calling in, so I know she's supposed to be here, but it's possible that her phone is acting out right now.
Okay.
Well, let me ask you this, because we still do have a little bit more time. Do you know a little bit about Bless Haven? I know she's got this holiday, and I can get all the information about what she's got coming up.
You can get it for me, actually, because I'm actually the one that's hosting the holiday happy hour.
That.
Right.
Yeah. it's going to be it's a gift drive and a fundraiser. So she has 90 teenagers in her program from the ages of 14 through 18. And the goal is we really, really, really are trying to, A, raise money, but, B, make sure they have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. Because one thing that Danielle was telling me, that often the teens in foster care, and not just in Blessed Haven Inc., but in foster care in general, not all the time, but a lot of times they get gifts that are, like, from the dollar store or, you know, something that is better than nothing, but it's not significant to really give a teenager, you know, something to be happy for around the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really trying to raise awareness, and hopefully a lot of people will show up, and bring gift cards or money, something that can really make a difference in these teenagers' lives.
Now let me ask you this, because I as the show goes on, besides everybody inside the chat room, I also get a bunch of emails, and there were numerous people who were, of course, wanted to hear Kimberly and what she was doing, but also wanted to listen to what you and Danielle were talking about, because they want to give. So they want to know more about, besides gift cards, are you accepting brand new clothing? Are you accepting, like, makeup for the girls? Are you accepting toys? And sort of what's the age, the cutoff age, and where does the age start?
It's 14 through 18, so makeup is fine. Clothes are a little tricky because some of these teenagers, they're probably the size of adults, you know. So clothes are tricky, but anything that anyone can give is very, very much appreciated. And it's 90 kids or 90 teenagers. So, you know, that is a lot of teenagers, but if all of us can come together, and even if we're collecting gift cards for $25, you know, or cash, even at $10, $15, it can all be combined. And I know that there are some people out there who may even be able to give a gift card or a gift for $50 or even $100. So,
and actually, you know, something inside the chat room that that Chris Taylor just said. He said, "What about a Walmart gift card so that they can get something on their own?" And I think gift cards are good too, especially something like that, because then it does allow. And Michael, wouldn't you say so? It allows the kids, especially teenagers, to that can be a little picky sometimes, but they can go and get whatever it is that they want, don't you think? So, Michael.
Absolutely, and as living in that type of environment, you want to go ahead and regain your control and actually have your own purchasing power. And, you know, I'm on Blessed Haven right now, and I really applaud Danielle because she was a former ward of the state, and her mission is to have caring adults provide life skills training, counseling, and resources that will assist the youth in becoming successful adults. So being that her directive, I applaud her so very much in such a very, very needed niche market to help these kids transition out of it. And there's so many places, there's so many ways you can go ahead and donate. You can go ahead and click on the site. I posted in the chat room, but there's certain links as where you can donate events and about what they are and the team. And I highly encourage you to go ahead and check out the website. It's a fantastic organization, and I'm very proud of Danielle. That is the right way of doing things in my
Absolutely.
Eyes.
Absolutely. And especially for a person who, as you said, was a ward.
Yeah. I hate that word.
Yeah. Ward, you're right.
Yeah.
I hate that word, but that's just what I'm reading, and it's like, well, I guess that's what it is. I hope to God her phone is working. I have so many questions.
Well,
for
actually,
her,
yeah, Michael, let me just stop you for a second because I do think that I do see her here. So let's see if we can actually get the one and only Danielle in on the conversation. Danielle, are you with us?
I am with you. I was trying
she
to call the wrong
it.
Number.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
How are you? Hi, you guys. How are you?
So happy
we are
you made
wonderful.
It.
Well, all of us are very happy now that you're here. So listen, I want to throw out the first question because while we were kind of waiting, and sorry about whatever happened, we're not sure, but you're here, so everything's real happy. I had no idea. Michael was reading some information from your website that, and as Michael said, he hates using the term ward, but that you were a ward of the state as well. I had no idea about that about you. Just didn't know that.
I did. I actually was a ward of the state. And, ward just means you belong in a way. So it's not a bad term at all.
Okay.
It just means that you belong somewhere. Technically, being a ward of the state means that the state has control over you. They're your guardian, and they just assign you to a foster parent. And so I, yes, was a ward of the state from the time that I was 15 and 4 months until I was 21.
Wow.
And I'm currently
28. Wow. Well, now I can see why. You know, it's something too when I get a chance to meet so many people, and you know, each person has their different cause and what's important to them. So of course, clearly now I see why, you know, Bless Haven and what you do with foster kids are very important to you. And something, Danielle, that I was thinking about too, when I was thinking about, you know, Kimberly was on earlier the first half of the show, and I was kind of thinking about talking to her. One thing that I wanted to ask you about, and it's more so just not so much a question as it is just kind of a thought. Is it that a lot of people, whether it's around the holiday time or sort of in general, forget about foster kids, do you think?
I think in general they forget about them. It's not necessarily during the holiday time. I mean, people think about kids in general, and they think about homeless youth, and they think about sick youth. But as far as kids that are in foster care, I don't think that they're really comfortable talking about it, to be honest. Even as a ward of the state, kids don't want you to know. When I was in care, I didn't want anybody to know I was in foster care. You don't want anybody to think that. And you kind of want to belong to your foster family, but you don't belong there either. And so it's a feeling of not belonging for quite some time. And so that's why Blessed Haven being a family is so important to me. I try to make it as much like a family as possible. because that's what we are. We're the only family that these kids have that's continuous sometimes. Foster families can be good. I've had the pleasure of meeting some really great foster parents since I've come out of care. But during, mm-hmm. I didn't have the best foster mom.
Really?
And so that's why it is very important to me that we do as much as we can for the kids to be a family.
Right.
And Danielle, I just wanted to mention one thing because there was
mm-hmm.
Everybody's kind of chatting inside the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
I know, although you weren't necessarily coming on the show tonight to specifically talk about your story, but
mm-hmm.
I think with what you do, it's very difficult to not mention yourself and your story because. It is through your experience and as a result of what you're doing, which is why you're out there to help other kids. That makes me think about a couple of weeks ago when Mae McCarma, who I know a lot of you guys know,
mm-hmm.
I emceed her event on Capitol Hill with breast cancer. And
awesome.
It was so funny because she was desperately so trying to stay away a little bit of actually telling her story personally. And I said to her, I said, first of all, a lot of people will come to function. It's the same thing for you, Danielle. In your case, people will gravitate towards you because they want to hear your story. They
right.
actually want to hear what life was like because you inspired them and that you're here today for this mission to do what it is that you're doing. And, of course, you'll talk about what it is that you're here to talk about in the process. So I just personally wanted to thank you because I know you weren't necessarily here to talk about that. But personally, as a journalist, I just think that it's important that that you did mention that because you said it yourself, there are a lot of kids who are out there in foster care who simply do not want anybody to know it, and they don't want to talk about it. And my
mm-hmm.
goodness, I look at somebody like you and everybody who's listening and who's had the opportunity to meet you, and they even mentioned it inside the chat room numerous times. You are a powerful, strong woman. And my goodness, I mean, the work that you do, it's just absolutely super incredible.
Okay, you're going to make me cry. Stop.
Dynamic. It's dynamic, Danielle. It really does. Vic, I don't want to go ahead and cut you off here, but I just want to go ahead and make a mention of some of the – first of all, I really love the term Blessed Haven, a forever network, and some of the tools that you offer the kids are educational counseling and supportive services. You have a wellness program. You have a financial wellness program where you go through their resume, help them become current in their own skills. But the part that I find most fascinating is the Paths Crossing, which is a mentorship that you assign a mentor to each one to actually follow. And I just have to say, not knowing what you've gone through, from that alone, it means so much that you actually assign these people someone
mm-hmm.
to look up to and look to for guidance. And I want to thank you personally for that because that is an eternal gift you give to these kids.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, for sure. Okay, well, I'm going to try to switch the subject because I know Danielle's emotional. So this is what we'll do. We'll kind of switch it, but in a sense, focus on the event that we've actually been hearing.
The gift drive, right?
A little bit
exactly.
about.
Well, the gift drive, we've decided this year, one of the things that I had an issue with, and I don't know if I tagged you in it, but I actually did a note I was thinking, and I did a journal entry called My Christmas Wish, and I tagged a few of my friends in Facebook. If you are my friend, you may have been tagged in it. But my Christmas wish this year was that each kid, as many foster kids that I could reach in the D.C. area, could have a real, tangible Christmas. Christmas is a feeling, and it's an emotion, and it's love, and it's caring, and it's all those things. And I am Christian, so, you know, Christ came to bring that love and joy and hope to us. So, but when I was in care, one of the things that I noticed is every single holiday, and I know that it's something that numerous Americans deal with, numerous people deal with, the depression rate is extremely high during Christmas time because
right.
if you're
right.
not with someone, if you're not part of a collective unit, you're by yourself. And so I would
mm-hmm.
sit there listening to 97.1, and everybody knows they have the Endless Christmas Carols, and I would sit there in this mildewed basement crying because I did have a family, but there was never anything for us for Christmas. And my family did have stuff because I did have a family that cared for me, but they weren't here. And I didn't ever receive anything. Everything we got was from a dollar store or was handed down from somewhere. It wasn't that our foster mom didn't receive any funding to get us anything. She just chose not to. We weren't important. We were just, you know, there to service her family. And so this year I said, you know, I remember last year, I am a mom. I bought everything under that tree, and I still looked for something for myself, and there was nothing. And I felt disappointed. So I said, well, this year I wanted my Christmas wish, what I wanted all my friends to do, as many that could, was to help give the kids in the D.C. area a huge Christmas, the kids in foster care, so that they could have gift cards, so they could receive presents. And what we're trying to do is after we get all the gift cards collected, we're going to take them to the outlets either in Leesburg or Delaware and take them on one of the party buses. And they get to go spend their gift cards. That way I know they get to actually spend what was given to them. And they get to have an amazing Christmas. For once, somebody will have thought of them. So our kickoff event is being sponsored by Pampered Rose on December 9th at Panache Restaurant. Alizani Brazil, she's an amazing person. She has such a big heart. And, Victoria, I know you've met her. Michael, I think you may have as well.
I may have.
She's this little tiny powerhouse, and she just wants to help everyone. And she came to me months ago and said she wanted to do something for Blessed Haven. I think she had met me once, maybe. And I said, okay, I don't know what you want to do, but I'm grateful. And she put together this fabulous event full of giveaways and raffles and at Panache Restaurant in Tyson's Corner, which is an amazing restaurant. And that's our kickoff event. We've been selling tickets, I think, for about 2 weeks now. They are still available on the Pampered Roses website.
Okay.
And I think, Victoria, you are going to be there, yes?
Yes, because I said to you, I was saying I get tired of missing all of your events, but, you know, I'm not always in the D.C. area,
right,
and I'm traveling all the time. I said, so just tell me what it is so I can put it on my calendar so that I can make
right.
sure that I'm there. But Danielle and Michael, don't go anywhere because something that just happened quite interesting inside the chat room, Danielle, one of my friend's name, nickname is Goofy Bone, who was one of my first fans and friends when I started my show on Blog Talk Radio, something I did not know about him, so I'm going to bring him in on the conversation. Goofy says that, Goofy, you're back on the air with us live, so you too were also in foster care, is that correct?
Yes, I was considered one of those wards of the state.
Really?
Hi, Goofy.
Yeah. Hello, how are you? Yeah, I was a little bad boy growing up, so they took me away from my parents. I wasn't one that didn't have a family. I had a family, but it's just the actions I chose, they took me away from my family. But then I started understanding life as being a foster kid, as being in the shelter, as understanding that, you know, you have nothing. But once you get something, because Christmas, you know, we would have, you know, our little drives, you know, they would, you know, donate whatever. But it's like when you have nothing and when you get something, it is just the most thrilling, most exciting, most greatest thing that you could ever ask for in life, especially when you're not expecting it. Because when I my first year of Christmas, I you know, I didn't expect nothing. You know, I would call my mom like maybe once every 4 or 5 months. But, I mean, you know, we didn't expect nothing. But one lady came in and she took us all, this was way before the Walmart days, she took us all to JCPenney's and she bought us shirts, underclothes, you know, everything. And she spent about $10,000. But she just did that out of the kindness of her heart. And, you know, in my experiences of being a foster child, I understood life a little bit better and to appreciate life a little bit better. Because, you know, most of us that were in the system, you know, we hate the system. It was our enemy. You know, we hated being there. You know, we wanted to be free. But, no, we were young. We couldn't go nowhere. And we were stuck in a program. But it's just...
And Goofy, you know what? That's why... And, Goofy, you know what? That's why I think it's so... It's so remarkable when you talk about how, you know, when you were in the system that you hated the system, that it's so remarkable that Danielle... that was actually, I don't, you know, I'm not saying Danielle hated the system, but she was actually in the system, but she took it a step further as an adult and started this organization to actually go back and let the kids know, hey, you're not forgotten, don't you think?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've done that too. Even, you know, I don't make millions of dollars like these other rappers do, but whatever I do make, I do donate. This year I donated 4 turkeys to the Bill Wilson Center out here in Santa Clara County. Because it's when you've been that experience, you understand. You know, some people could just say, oh, you know, they're foster kids. You know, they're troublesome kids. That, you know, they don't care. We do care. You know, we're barely coming into this life trying to understand life, and yet we're stuck in as being a ward of the state. So it's like I do encourage everyone just to donate something, you know, a couple bucks here and there.
Anything, anything. The cost of a value meal at McDonald's, you'd be amazed where
McDonald's
it can stretch to.
McDonald's vouchers are the best things. I'm, trust me, people, when we had the rottenest food in the world, but we had to eat it. But when people would come with McDonald's vouchers, oh, my God. That would be heaven.
Exactly.
But I don't want to take up nobody's time,
but
I just wanted to throw that out there to say donate.
Well, thank
people.
You, Goofy. Thank you.
Much love.
And please touch base with me.
Okay. Victoria, is this your friend, the one that invited you to Sex in the City?
No, actually, no, this isn't her, but basically Danielle is a part of that group, and all of us know each other. And Goofy is on Facebook, so I'm going to make sure the two of you connect. But Goofy, before you go, and just to let Linda, who is producing in the chat room, we're fine on time. I added some more time. But Goofy, before you hang up, I think Michael had a question that he wanted to ask you. So go ahead, Michael.
Hey, Goofy, I just wanted to know, at what ages were you actually in foster care?
From 11 to 15 years old, my 15th birthday. See, I didn't know. My mom was trying to fight for me, you know, for 4 years. You know, I thought they turned their back on me, and they didn't care. But, yeah, my mom really, really fought her hardest to get me back, and she did. So on my 15th birthday, 5 o'clock in the morning, they told me to start packing all my stuff. I thought I was getting shipped to somewhere else. But my mom came and got me, and that was the greatest gift to this very day that I accepted in my life on my birthday. It was so remarkable.
Wow.
Oh, buddy, so good to hear. Absolutely. And clearly being a ward of the state turns out well because they turn out people like yourselves. And
it makes you understand life a little bit more better.
Yeah.
You understand it. And you actually,
and there are some kids that aren't as fortunate that end up as great as we are, though.
That's why
we have our program, because they don't have the guidance. They feel that they don't care, that nobody cares.
Especially the ones that they've been interviewed to go to different families. Like I remember a guy named Charles. He had at least 17 interviews for families, and nobody wanted to pick him. And
are you serious?
Yeah, it was just so sad. And it makes you appreciate life. I'm telling you, people, it's something I do not wish on anybody
in
their life.
Well, let me ask you guys this, Danielle. I'm going to ask you first, and then Goofy, I'll ask you second. So while both of you were inside the system, was there ever any kind of program, Danielle, like the one that you're doing, or was there ever anybody, you know, besides the social worker or somebody that was there to kind of support you and say, hey, you can do this? Did you ever have anybody like that?
Honestly, from the system, no, I didn't have that. My godmother, my aunt, that's my mom, and I'm crying because I just snapped at her on the phone briefly a little while ago, but she didn't have to take me in, but she did, and she's still, even now, she serves on my advisory board, and she's the mama bear, and she will do anything to make sure that I am protected and that I'm not exploited in any way. And she always reached out for me to make sure that everything was okay. She wasn't able to take me at that time. She couldn't. The state wouldn't allow her to because of the involvement of my case. And But even in spite of that, she was always there to say, you know, hey, is everything okay? And she did, you know, give money. She gave whatever she could to support me. But the foster mom, actually, I hadn't, like I said, she wasn't a very good foster mom. So she would take those things herself, and she would take the money herself. And like I said, she tells me all the time, you know, you're strong, you're great, you're amazing. I've talked with Cheryl Wood. Moms are the best. You guys know her. It's not easy being an entrepreneur. Alisani, we have this conversation. Mimi, it's not easy. Taking a vision and making it real, it's not. So it's always great to have a support system that has your back no matter what, that you can call on the drop of a hat and say, hey, I need help here. And that's something that these kids don't have. And that's why I started Blessed Haven, so that we would be their network. We could be their nosy family, so to speak. You know, the nosy family that if you say, hey, I want to start a band, you know, you might have this grandmother, hey, my sister's brother's cousin's uncle's sister has an old guitar and they used to have a band and she knows so-and-so. It sounds nosy, but those are where that was the initial networking before Facebook and all that stuff came along. That was where people networked, word of mouth. And so we're taking that and bringing it forth and turning it over and over. So people, everybody that I know now knows these kids. They know me as that person. And just like I know Cheryl Wood, Cheryl connects everybody. And I always reach out to her when I'm like, hey, I need somebody for such and such. This is what comes to mind. Who do you think of? And people like that are amazing to have in our network to be able to help these kids in any way they can. So that's why this event is amazing. Because hopefully those of you that are in the D.C. area can come out. Like I said, it's a month-long gift drive, but this is our kickoff event. We're going to wrap it up on the 22nd with an event at 14th, Park on 14th. And that's been put together by our PR group, Fire PR. Like I said, we're going to have gift box drop-off points all throughout the city. So if you go on the Blessed Haven and like it on Facebook, and we have a new website that's going to be coming out, all that information will be on there. So I really would love to have everyone come out.
I just think all of that is wonderful. We've got a few more minutes. So Danielle, don't you go anywhere. Of course, Michael, don't you go anywhere. But Goofy, I want you to answer that last question. Then Goofy, we're going to let you go. So I asked Danielle, you know, when she was in the system, did she have somebody like herself and her organization to be there? Did you have anybody like that as well?
No, a person like Danielle is what we called heaven sent. We would have people come in and you know, would take us to, you know, an amusement park, you know, would do something, but it's not like we would have a set schedule of, you know, oh, you know, this person's going to come in. It would just be like we're sitting there playing, and then it'd be like, everybody gather together, we're going to go to an amusement park, something like that. But I really want to say, Danielle, keep doing what you're doing. You are heaven sent, and you are a blessing to children out there that need that help. And most kids out there, they will appreciate you. And I just want to say, keep doing what you're doing.
Well, thank you very much, Goofy, and I will. And please, like I said, keep in touch. Touch base with me on Facebook or email our website, blessedhaveninc.org.
Danielle, don't you worry. I'm definitely going to make sure that I, when the show is over, that I'm going to suggest and connect both of you. But Goofy, darling, thank you so much for being here. And Goofy, I can definitely tell you, I know you're busy, but it was a blessing that you were here tonight. You know that, don't you?
You know, it's always God has put us together for some reason, and I'm still trying to figure out that reason. But you know, I'm always honored to be here with you, Victoria, you, Mike, and everybody else on the line. You got a packed chat room. Everybody in the chat room, much love. Thank you for tuning into this beautiful news lady right here on Blog Talk Radio. But thank y'all, everybody.
Thank
Have a great
so
day, and I'll see you guys next time.
You too.
Okay.
Thanks,
well,
thank you so much. So Danielle, give us the information again, and I'll just let you know all the websites are inside the chat room. All the websites are also on my page as well as on Facebook, so you can find every single thing for me. But just give us the address and the date and time where the restaurant, where everybody's going to kind of converge on the restaurant, and your website again.
Well, it's Panache at Tyson's Corner. I'm looking for the street address information, but I believe it's by Tyson's Galleria, actually.
Actually, you don't have to look for that. I have it here. It's 1753.
Okay.
It looks like Pinnacle
great.
Drive in McLean, Virginia. So I'll make sure I post that information
okay,
for you.
Okay, great. Thanks so much, Victoria, and I appreciate your support. Like I said, this is huge, a month-long thing. We're going to have gift boxes throughout the city. TD Bank has offered to allow us to have a box there. We'll have a box at Jordan's Paradise, the dance studio downtown. Just different places everywhere. We want people to go and drop off gift cards. We are actually doing an internal, like a little prize contest, mm-hmm. so to speak. Whoever gets somebody to contribute the most gift cards or the most gifts gets a prize. So,
well, speaking of a prize, just tonight somebody wanted to donate something to you and what you're doing. I'll let Michael go ahead and tell you about that. Go ahead, Michael.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Danielle. Actually, we
hi,
have
Michael.
Hi, sugar. I love you, honey. I'm so happy I met you at
you're
Cheryl
such a sweetheart.
I am, but you're more of a sweetheart. I'm a mirror. So anyways, Lisa Williams, which is Chris Taylor's mom, is willing to go ahead and donate an autographed Paula Deen cookbook for you to go ahead and raffle off free of charge to go ahead and contact with you on Facebook.
Oh, wow.
And send her
okay.
to you directly just to go ahead and help out for the organization. She's loving the show and just is so honored that she can be a part to help you. So, Danielle, you are a gift from God, and I thank God that you're on the earth because
uh-huh.
you really are filling a gap that needs to be helped. And I love Goofy Bone's story too. I mean, that's hard, and you guys have surpassed it. So, congratulations! You're definitely a gift.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I just hope everybody can go out. If you can't make it to any of the events, I completely understand. There's events throughout the month. There's something December 9th. Like I said, this is the kickoff Panache event. Then there's an event December 17th. Work It Girl Networking has so graciously offered Teresa Young. She's a huge Supergirl. I love her. She actually has Supergirl on her business card. Who does that? That's crazy. I think that's awesome. So I think that is so amazing. She has Supergirl on her business card. It's actually on her signature and her emails. And so Work It Girl Networking is doing an event for us at Velocity 5, December 17th. And then December 22nd, we have the Wrap It Up event and the kickoff to our monthly happy hours that we are going to start doing with Fire PR December 22nd at Park on 14th. So there's a day for everybody. If you can't make it out on a Thursday, you can make it out on a Friday. If you can't make it out then, you can always send something. Our mailing address is Blessed Haven, Inc., P.O. Box 86, Sheltenham, Maryland, 20623. You can also visit our website, www.blessedhaveninc.org. We are on Facebook. If you want to friend me, you can. You can find me through Blessed Haven. I like everything that we post up there. And I will respond back pretty
yes,
quickly. I do
yes,
respond back.
I can definitely say that about her. And it's just not because I'm the news lady. I just kind of can kind of know. And
I respond
to
everybody.
Yeah, she is very, very good at responding to everybody. Well, I am telling you, Ladybug, you have been an absolute blessing to not only me, to everybody who's been listening to the show tonight, but more importantly, what I love about At Home with Victoria, that even the conversation, once it's actually done, it's here forever because, you know, we do go up on iTunes as well. So
right.
millions of people, thousands of people would be able to hear your story as well on iTunes. So just
because
we're not
talking
about it, it's always there.
I do want to say, before we go, I want you guys to know that the same business card that you guys get, the kids get. So if you are a foster youth out there listening and you need someone to talk to, I'm everybody's big sis. So I will talk to you. I will Facebook with you. I will talk to you about anything you need to talk about. You are not by yourself. So please reach out if you need someone to talk to.
Right.
And you know, also, also too, who I know would love to do that. That's why I'm so excited that Goofy was here tonight. I know for a fact, especially if it's boys or a male, that Goofy would love to talk to them, as you're talking about, just to have somebody to reach out to and to have a second ear, because it's obvious that you and him actually have gone through that, so you know exactly what they're feeling. So I know Goofy would love to be a part of that whole talking part in that. So I'm just excited. Isn't God wonderful that he brought
he
me
is.
And the two of you together also tonight?
Yeah.
He is. He always knows what he's doing.
Well, Danielle, darling, thank you so much for being here. I completely
thank
appreciate it. I'm
me.
Glad that we were able to get you on the air, and you're just a blessing. You know how the news lady feels about you. I just love you. So I'll see you very soon,
Victoria.
Yeah, well, I do too. Gee.
Are you coming on the ninth, Michael?
I'm certainly going to go ahead and try. I've got a couple things
you're
to move
try.
Around, but I'm certainly going to try, honey. Absolutely.
Okay, well, I hope you can. It'll be fun.
I know.
Well, Michael, even if you can't make that one, I assure you, when the new year kicks off, I assure you, bless Haven and Danielle and all of her supporters and friends, trust me, they'll have plenty of other things coming up. But I'm liking this idea about this happy hour stuff that you're going to be doing. That's fun.
Yes,
like
we're
going to
have a monthly happy hour. Then we have our gala coming up next year. We have a benefit concert. We have a number of things that are coming up. And in addition, in January, we'll be doing purpose parties, kicking off with Jennifer Schumpert, soon to be Tyler, of Unleashing Potential. So I'm really excited about that. It's really good. We'll be kicking off everybody unleashing their purpose in January in 2011. So I'm excited about that.
I love you, girl. You've got so much stuff going on. So promise me, next year, before you actually do that, you'll come back on and kind of give us an update on what you're doing and talk about it. Okay?
You tell me when, I will be there, I promise.
All right. I appreciate you being on. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
See you, love.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Michael, oh my goodness, just an absolute wonderful show. I mean, my heart is so filled with joy from having Kimberly Ann on with Sweet Waxation to gave away the $50 voucher to, you know, just hearing her amazing story of how she likes to give, having, you know, Danielle on from Blessed Haven and talk about her being in foster care, but more importantly, how she got, you know, what she's doing with her life right now, and then Goofy, you know, adding on into the conversation, and everybody that was inside the chat room. This was an absolutely wonderful and blessed show.
Absolutely, and thanks to everybody who listened in the chat room and stuff like that. Yeah, you know, Danielle is you can sense her heart. Goofy Bone, I didn't know that about him either. That was a nice little surprise to go ahead and listen about his past, but once again, a true testimony to what personal strength can do, which I think all this time, especially in the season, that we have to go ahead and restore. There's so many people out there going through their own stories that have changed their lives, but to change their lives in the better, to actually turn around and do something more for someone else, I think is really important during this holiday season. So, yeah, thanks to Kimberly Ann. Thanks to Danielle Jennings. Once again, for Kimberly Ann, you get 25% off. Enter the code name NewsLady to her website, sweetwaxations.com. But, yeah, Vic, it was a pretty great show, and kind of got a little choked up there when Goofy was telling a story.
I know. You know what was interesting? I think, and actually if you have time and you go back and look inside the chat room, what was funny is that everybody at different points, as Danielle was telling her story, as Goofy was telling his story, as all of us were having this conversation, everyone had sort of moments within the whole conversation tonight. And also even with Kimberly, when she was talking about the joy and gift of giving, that all of us kind of got choked up at different points inside the conversation. So, you know, it's just a testimony to, you know, just to the wonderful show and people. So I will always say this. People always ask me, why is it that I do this show and I don't charge? Because this is just such a blessing to me to be able to do the show and to be able to give Kimberly and like Danielle as much time as they want to talk about their organization. You know, and the reality is in television news and me doing the story, I could never, ever, ever give someone, you know, most I can give you in television news if I come interview you about 2 minutes. And that's the most, you know, at least on this format, I can give you anything from 35 minutes to an hour if I want to. So It's just an absolutely a wonderful show. And then, my goodness, Michael, let's start. Name some of the people that we had inside the chat room. We've had so many guests. Let's talk about.
Absolutely. Allison.
Shout out to people in the chat room.
Allison Brazil, Cheryl Wood, Chris Taylor, which is also Lisa Williams, guest 3978, guest 4706, Jenna Appleby, which is our winner tonight of the $50 voucher to Sweet Waxations, which is fantastic. Linda Lovely, thank you again for producing the chat from 820. You rock. Mayshall Middletown, Speak to Inspire, Sweet Waxations. And your friend Vince in the Bay is also
Vince
here.
Vince in the Bay, yeah. Vince has been kind of quiet tonight. Actually, Middleton is, in fact, is going to be on the show also. She's got some fabulous jewelry that she's going to come on and talk about. So I'm also looking forward to that as well. But listen, everybody, Michael, you have been wonderful. Thanks so much for you taking the time to join me at the bottom half of the show. I always, of course, appreciate your time, as well as Lisa, who did take over in the chat room and did some producing for us tonight,
Linda,
as well.
Yeah.
Not Lisa, I'm sorry, Linda, who did some producing for us tonight. So, Michael Love, thank you so much for being on tonight, the second half.
My pleasure, my lady. I love you tons, and happy, happy, and enjoy the love.
Thank you so much. I'll see you later.
Thanks, sugar. You got it. Be good.
And, again, that was entertainment co-host Michael K. It's funny because Michael is the entertainment co-host, but a lot of times, because he knows a lot of the guests that I have on the show, you know, I just like to invite him on to have him to be a part of the conversation as well. And, of course, he's always willing. So I'm like, oh, just go ahead and call in and you can kind of chat with us as well. So I certainly always do appreciate Michael Kay and the time that he puts in, even not on the air, but behind the scenes, because, you know, kind of getting things in order, making telephone calls, putting all the show information in and all that good stuff. That actually is work, and he does help me with that. So I love him dearly and just want to always thank him so much for his time. And I thank all of you again for taking the time to join us inside the chat room. And listen, am I on tomorrow night? Yes, I do believe I'm on tomorrow night at 8 o'clock as well. So if you're not busy, make sure you join me tomorrow night, because I'm also looking forward to talking tomorrow night. In fact, we're going to be talking about more shopping tomorrow. This is a young lady that met me on Facebook through somebody, but she's got a pretty awesome website where she sells a little bit of every single thing. So we're going to listen to what she has to say, and I'm very much looking forward to that. Plus, I'm also going to try to do some research on the website just to give you some ideas of sort of the best place to shop this holiday season, who's having the better discounts and all of that good stuff. So in any event, listen, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I appreciate your time. I kept you a lot longer than what I normally do. It's almost 9:15, so we were slated to go until 8:45. So God bless you, and thank you. I have some chili on in my crock pot. I'm going to go grab some chili and then head over to Facebook. Have a very, very good evening, everybody. And, again, thank you so much for listening to At Home with Victoria. Good night.